In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
I heard a story this week I want to share with you. A woman came to church, and she told the priest, she said, "This is the last Sunday I'm going to be coming to church. I just wanted to let you know I can't come here anymore." So he said, "Well, okay, what's going on? Can you tell me why?" And she said, "I come to church, and people are talking. They're visiting with one another. They come in late. They're not serious. People are hypocrites, and I can't be a part of it." So the priest said, "Okay, today I want you to do me a favor." And he gave her a glass of water and filled it all the way to the top, just to the very top, so there was no more room. And he put it on a flat plate. He said, "Take this and sit in your pew and hold that during the service today." So she did that. And afterward, he asked her, he said, "So, how was church? Were people talking? Were they visiting? Were they distracted? Were they coming in late?" She said, "Well, I don't know. I was looking at that glass of water the whole time. I didn't want to spill it." See, aha, there's the point. If we focus on the one thing that we come to church for, which is worshiping God, which is being in His presence, and we put our energy and intensely give that our gaze, our loving gaze, the other things don't matter so much, right? And that's the lesson that she learned. That's a good lesson for all of us as Christians, as church-going people, because we come to church, we're here to worship God. The whole reason that we were catechized in the first place and that we were baptized, as we heard in the epistle, is so that God could dwell in us, that we could become a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, a temple of God. So when we come to church, we're serious. It's serious business, honestly. And I have to say something right now, divert a little bit, but our Metropolitan Joseph, I appreciate him so much because he's a serious man. And he takes the things that need to be taken seriously, very seriously, and he imparts that to the clergy. We were with him at the clergy symposium the week before last, and he doesn't take any nonsense, you know. Sometimes we take things casually in church. He tells the priest, and I'll just tell you this, standing at the altar, you don't move. When you're in that holy place, you're standing before the high place, and you're in prayer, and you're leading the prayer. Don't turn around and see who's coming in or visit this one or have casual conversations. Don't laugh and don't joke because that's not right. It's not proper. So I appreciated that instruction. And we know that, beloved in Christ. We were raised that way. We all know that church is serious business. I'm not here to tell you that. You already know it. The tricky part or the fine line that we have to walk is being focused on what we're doing and not so distracted by what everyone else is doing. So what do you do then when you want to take church seriously and maybe other people come in late? Like they walk in, they're having conversations back there, they're visiting in the pews, you know, they don't look like they're prepared for church or whatever. How do you maintain your focus? Well, you got to concentrate a little bit harder, and you have to prepare yourself to come to church. It's hard work. It's hard mental work, and it's hard spiritual work. I suggest say your prayers on Sunday morning. You know, don't say, "Well, I'm going to church. I don't need to pray." No, you need to pray. You need to prepare yourself personally before you come to church, and we pray as a body, right? Because the fine line is, we can focus, we can pray, we can do the right thing, but if we're distracted by someone else and we condemn them and we say like that woman in the story, "Well, I can't be here because they're a bunch of hypocrites and I don't want to be with them," then we're doing no good because we're condemning our brother and we're judging them and we're not doing the thing we're supposed to be doing, which is worshiping God. And we have no place to condemn and no place to talk because we get distracted too. So work on yourself and let others follow your good example. In the gospel today, Peter got some advice like that from the Lord. When they were in the boat and the Lord appeared to them in the fourth night, the fourth watch of the night, walking on the water. Remember, they were afraid and they thought they saw a ghost, but Jesus told them, and I want to tell you what he told them. He said, "Do not be afraid, it is I." But I'm not too crazy about that English, because The English translation doesn't give you the full impact of what Jesus is actually saying. Yeah, it's Jesus, it's not a ghost, but "it is I" could have easily been translated "I am," because that's the exact two words that are in other parts of the Bible. When Jesus says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and the life." When he says, "I am the good shepherd." When he says, "before Abraham was, I am." "I am" is a very powerful statement in Scripture. It doesn't require a predicate. There's nothing to come after it. "I am." And I think that's why in this case, English translators wanted to make it more palatable to our ears. So "it is I." He's announcing himself. But "I am." We know what "I am" is, right? When Moses met Jesus, or met God, face to face, in the burning bush, and God was sending him to the Israelites, sending him to free the Israelites and to Pharaoh. And Moses said, "well, who should I say that is sending me? What is your name?" And God said, "I am," period. So Jesus saying, "I am, do not be afraid," is really making a strong connection that he is God, that he is the Son of God. He is the one who spoke to Moses through the burning bush. He is the God of all time, that same God. And if we know that, then we're certainly not going to be afraid, because that God has our back. He'll catch us when our faith is shaken. He'll catch us when we're distracted, when our minds wander. When we watch too much of the news and we think this world is going crazy, what am I going to do about it? How are we going to survive? Where's the hope? Where's the light? When we get in that kind of frame of mind, God is there and he's telling us, "focus, look at me. Don't take your eyes off of me." That's what happened to Peter. He stopped looking at the Lord and he realized, "I'm standing on water and there's wind blowing and there's a storm." So he started to sink. Before he took his eyes off of the Lord, he was walking on the water to Jesus at his command. He bid him, "come, walk on the water and meet me." So for us, keep your focus on God. Keep your focus on Christ. You can't ignore your neighbors. You have to love them. And that's the fine line. It takes practice. It takes patience. And the only thing I could say, work on yourself. And be sincere in your prayer life. Come to church with a pure heart. Face forward. Don't turn around. Don't socialize. Don't say, "well, who's coming in? What's that noise?" Practice that, and everything else will kind of just fall away. And hopefully other people see your example and they do the same, because they say, "this is a serious place. It's serious business. They're worshiping God. We should get serious." Right. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.